Yesterday, when I was down in Rotorua watching the Rangatahi tournament, I tuned into the live streams and was very pleased to hear our friend Ruben Epiha doing commentary of the rugby league matches. Now, I know that his confidence has been lifted by attending a workshop that's been put on by Ngā Ahu Whakaari, which is the umbrella group looking after Māori in screen and film. And they saw the need to develop a competent bank of kaimahi Māori who could do commentaries I te reo Māori. Joining us today is Hemana Waka, who is the doyen, I guess, of our Māori reo broadcasting commentators. He was part of a one-day workshop on commentating sports in te reo Māori and encouraging others to take up the mantle. He's with us for a kōrero today. Chief, great to catch up again. Hoki maira e... Hemana, ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, Del. O tira tēnā tātou katoa.
Right. Okay, well, a new generation of commentators in te reo Māori and weaving English and te reo Māori together so that they just feel a bit more confident. You and I have been doing this stuff a long time. It's wonderful to provide an opportunity for our rangatahi who are also interested in sports commentary. What did you make, A, of the idea, and B, of those who put their name forward and who you worked with on Friday, Hemana?
Oh, it was just an explosion of talent that's dying to get out there and be heard, you know, with the Ariel Dell. And it's just a revelation and revolution as well, given that, and nowadays there's only one or two of us that was doing it all the time and quite across the board. But this one here, all credit goes to Ngā Ahu Whakaari and Sky Television. They put the scheme together last year and they approached me, how do we go about it? And I said, well, let's have a look at what we have out there and just give it a trial and see what happens. And nationwide, we put it, and then we got 12 students. It was mainly targeted for women, not the men. Iti no na wahine pakupaho. So, but we end up with a 12, 7 men and 5 women. And Friday was a highlight because it was a joint task force, so to speak, between all the broadcasters, Dale. We're talking about Māori Television, TVNZ, and Sky Television. They all got together and said, look, we need a dearth of reo commentators. So we've started off the waka with just two sports, rugby and rugby league. And I give credit to not only Ngā Ahu Whakaari, but Sky Television, but Te Mātāwai. They supported the idea. And hopefully this first lot we're going through will carry the banner to ensure that our commentators and our reo is carried across the three host broadcasters. And they don't get that very often. And to have this pōhiri at Māori Television the other day, it was just a dream come true for me to see TVNZ, Sky Television, Māori TV, all under the one roof, going and supporting the main kaupapa of more commentaries in te reo Māori, for Māori, men and women.
Tēnā koe. No radio?
Right, no, radio is there. There is a room for radio. But because, you know, radio is there on its own, we decided, well, the broadcaster decided, well, let's go to the live stream with what we've got here. For example, who's got the broadcasting rights? Well, straight away, Sky Television. So if we're going to do any commentaries on air, all right, we've got to get the broadcasting rights through them. And so they've supported us, and by giving, for example, Māori Television free-to-air broadcast of the Japanese Māori All Black Test, that's a good start. So when we go back up to do our second course, Wailana, it'll be on that day, and we'll be able to teach our students how to do live broadcasts using the Māori game and Japanese as part of that tutorial instructions on how to go live. Now, radio will always be there, but we've got to start somewhere, and the starting point had to be where the broadcasting rights existed to get us off the ground.
Tēnā koe. We know there's a dearth of wahine in this space, so it's encouraging that there were five attendees for the first Waimana on Friday, and looking forward to their commentaries. Were they all broadcasters, or you know, some literally came out of their lounge rooms to have a go?
Good. I went to Pātai Dale. Some of them were. Some of them were doing broadcasts on their own iwi radio stations. So they've just come up to take the next level up. And the main purpose of mine and Tumamau's involvement was the structure. So there's a certain way in which we want to get them to a level that we can standardise the form of broadcasting right across the three broadcasters, because what's the point of having one level over here and a different level there and a different level over there? We want them to unite so they all stand, the standards are the same, the performances are the same, and more importantly, they can use their own mito te reo going across. All we're doing is giving them the guidelines on how to get it across and how to do it in a professional manner.
Tēnā koe, and I was listening to some of it yesterday as well on the live streams down at the Rangatahi tournament. So,
yes,
thanks for putting that together and supporting others who will get a chance to be our voices of sport I te reo in the years ahead. The doyen of Reo Māori Broad Sports Broadcasting, he mana waka with us today. Thank you, Chief. Good good catching up with you again. Mihi ana kia koe.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora, Del. Tēnā tātou katoa.
Kia ora. Thank you, he mana.